Hi, I'm Yusuf Zine. My latest TVO Today podcast is on how a Canadian ends up in a Chinese prison and if he's even alive. Listen and subscribe to Extradition. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Help TVO create a better world through the power of learning. Visit TVO.org and make a tax-deductible donation today.
Hi, my name is Amarian Hussein and I'm in grade 12. And my question is, with the Ontario healthcare system being so vast and complex, what are some ways that you can empower the public to successfully navigate and self-advocate for their healthcare needs that may not be known to the majority of professionals within the system?
Thank you so much. My name is Stella and I work at a center called the Center for Advancing Collaborative Healthcare and Education. And I am the director and scientist there. I love this question. I think it's really timely given the healthcare challenges that we see today. And I think that my number one advice would be to shift how we see the challenge from one of advocating for oneself and advocating at or against a system that may be struggling, towards thinking about it more as advocating with or collaborating with as a member of the healthcare team. And that might mean that you see yourself as one of the people who's responsible for your care. So in an example, like providing caregiver support for a child or an older adult, there are a lot of groups within hospitals and clinics that provide peer support, or, you know, might be parent support group that you can join. And therefore, you become a part of the voices in the system that influence care. And all of that to say, it's not only up to the patient or the individual to see themselves as part of the healthcare team, it's also part of the healthcare team to start seeing patients and family members as part of the team. And we're already doing a lot of that work. So I work in a center that's part of a hospital system, and we're already doing a lot of work to educate health professionals in ways that they see patients and family members and communities as members of the healthcare team, not just people who are receiving care, but people who are shaping that care. So I think that that would be my main advice. And it depends on the context of care. So if it's in a context like cancer care, you might find that there are support groups available. If you even just Google, there are a lot of support groups with patients and families who have been through a similar experience and can join you in your journey through that care. Or if it's in primary care, starting to see that primary care isn't just about the doctor and the patient. There are nurse practitioners and pharmacists and social workers. And again, if you go online to your local or regional resources, you can often find ways to join up with a part of a team rather than positioning as sort of the recipient of, and therefore someone who's advocating at. So yeah, overall, it's that shift in framing from advocating at toward collaborating with. And that has to come from both us as patients and us as providers of the care.
The Agenda with Steve Paikin is made possible through generous philanthropic contributions from viewers like you. Thank you for supporting TVO's journalism.